Blog Talk Radio.
Of late fees, shut off notices, and arguments. So when you're the type of person that pays your bills on time all the time, you ain't trying to be paying, you're not trying to even mess with the grace period or whatever. You're not trying to be the one having to pay late charges, because I don't know about y'all, but late charges is not something that I like to pay. Not saying that I always pay on time, but I don't like to pay late charges. Some people don't seem to have a problem with it. They're like, well, it's only a little bit of money and blah, 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 blah. They don't really realize how much that takes away from the big picture. And they also don't seem to understand how frustrating that can be to a person. People who aren't disciplined do not understand the struggles, the internal struggles of people who are disciplined. And the people who are disciplined really don't understand the way that undisciplined people operate. They don't understand. They don't know what's going on inside of them. Like, they don't understand how it is that they never seem to take life seriously. Like, how is it that you just don't follow any rules? And how is it that you are so, how would you say it? You just believe that you should be able to set your own rules, even though you have absolutely no discipline. So they don't get it. And I kind of understand. I understand. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So we're going to get into that tonight. What happens with a couple that's sort of like an odd couple? What happens to a couple with a sort of like an odd couple? What happens to a couple that's sort of like an odd couple? This shit ain't going to blow. It ain't even going to bubble. What happens when there's something like an odd couple? I can't deal with you. I'm paying on a double. If you make me have to pay a late fee, if I get a shut off notice, it's going to be me and you. See? Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily go get a business show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the arts. The Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. All up in your area, all right here. What's going on, y'all? T. Carry Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going right there and your sight. And Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see some of you. And Stacey Yvette White, morning. Yo, Stacey Yvette White, holding down for the day. What's going on, ma? How is you? And Cherry, Dana, Cinderella, Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dane, with fame. It's Cinderella, Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dane, with fame. I can't forget my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. I'm glad you came on through. You know how we do. And my big sister, Robbie Ming, here to do a thing. She's something like a queen for a king and no doubt swing. And my man, Magnificent Morocco. You know how that shit, he passed the rock, yo. What's going on, my brother? And Magnificent Morocco says, low-income peeps have all types of programs when you have a shutoff notice. Yeah, but the thing is, getting to the point where you get a shutoff notice. Now, I can't blame somebody for, you know, falling on hard times. But the problem is, Magnificent Morocco, a lot of people that fall on hard times and get shutoff notices and eviction notices and things like that, they were not disciplined before they fell on hard times. They were still doing dumb shit and spending money frivolously and not practicing any type of discipline when they was up, when they was getting money, when they was all right, when they were working, when they were doing well. And the things that you practice at, you're going to get good at it. So if you get good at never doing anything right, guess what? When it comes time to get something right, do something right, it's going to be hard. But for people who are undisciplined, they don't look at it that way. They don't look at it like, well, I ain't got to pay. And you be looking like, what do you mean you ain't got to pay? They just delivered a service for you. They performed a service for you. And they're like, but still what? But that's how they feel. What's going on, my man Serious Fix on the Instagram side? My man Troy, Instagram. My man Serious Fix, what's going on, my brother? Good to see me some of you. Cherry says, I was married to a man where that wasn't an issue. Electric, gas, cable, never a hiccup. Then I started dating. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This one guy, he didn't move until he got the shutoff notice and don't move like that. I don't move like that. Yeah, it's a tough situation. It is. Because when you're used to things with, listen, I don't care what nobody say. A shutoff notice ain't cool. If that don't rattle something internally with you, something is wrong. A shutoff notice? And when you start getting too used to things being shut off, you know, when you hear when a truck backing up is cause for concern for you, like when you go run into your window, when you hear beep, 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 because you know that's one of those utility trucks, gas, electric, water, one of those trucks, one of those vans is coming to regulate. That's not a good look. And when you have gotten to the point where you're used to that, where It's like, well, you know, it'll be off, but it ain't going to be off long. What? Yo, there are so many things you can do to prevent that. You know, I did a video back in 2016 about getting your car repoed. And actually, it's my highest viewed video. You know, like 25,000, it's almost 30,000 views. And what's interesting about it is that so many people have gone through this, getting their car repossessed. And little do people know that the best thing that you can do to keep your car from being repossessed is to keep in communication with the bank. I'm not saying that that's going to stop them from coming to get the car, because it won't, but it will get you some time. And legally, you will have a leg to stand on. And in good faith, they will show you how to prevent that truck from coming to get your shit, because they're going to come and get it. So all of those references that you put down when you got the car loan, when you got your car note, all of those addresses and phone numbers that you put down as references, they go to those people's houses. They check your credit report, and I think, I'm not really sure, but I think they have a way of checking, like, the IRS, whatever, to see if you know where you work, and like they can find out where you work at. I believe that they can do that. So they're going to go to your job and see if they can get it from there. You know, so and those are things that people don't know. For people who don't know, they think that their best defense is to just hide the car, or to, you know, basically hide the car. So people who have garages or driveways, you can't tell them nothing. Like, all you got to do is, if you have a little bit of money but not all of the money, because you lost a job or you're on drugs or you're in the middle of a divorce or child support, whatever it is that's preventing you from being able to take care of that car note, you got to call them, let them know, like, listen, I have this much and I can pay this much. Then make an agreement and go with the agreement before it gets out of hand. So when you're dealing with somebody who's used to avoiding people that they owe, and you're the type of person that will communicate or that will prevent themselves from falling in that type of hole. And it can happen to anybody. No matter how disciplined you are, it can happen to anybody. Anybody can fall on times hard enough to have a car repossessed or a home foreclosed on. But you have to think about the time that it takes for all of that stuff to happen. If you buy a car from a legitimate dealer, they're not going to come get your car after you miss one or two payments. But that third one, you can best believe they on their way. They on their way with the third one. Now, if you go to one of those little car lots where they do their own financing, yeah, that first month, and you may be dealing with a little car lot that requires you to pay every week or every 2 weeks or some shit like that. You don't want to do that. They got the GPS under your shit and all of that. It's not a good look. What's going on, Sucre JT Up? Sucre Je Toi. What's good? How you feeling? Okay, Sucre says, no, that comes up on your credit report. Okay. However they do it, they get it done. They look for addresses. Anything, anywhere, with, you know what I mean? If they see you at a local carnival, like, yo, that look like him. That look like him. Yo, that's him. Get the truck. That car is around here somewhere. Check all the parking meters. We gonna get the car. When they come back with their little stuffed toys and cotton candy and funnel cake, They gonna be walking that ass home, walking that ass. I said I'm walking that ass home, walking that ass. I said I'm walking that ass home, walking that ass. I said Uber and Lyft, baby, Uber and Lyft. I said Uber and Lyft, baby, Uber and Lyft. Yo, no DoorDash for you. You won't be using this card no more, and because you don't like to pay and you don't like to say nothing on the phone when we called you four times. Now you and the kids is looking kind of crazy. You think your car got stolen, but it didn't get stolen. It got repossessed, and you in a whole lot of bullshit mess. And not only that, you getting evicted from your apartment or home. That shit can't leave you alone. Your credit gonna be fucked up. You about to file for bankruptcy. Chapter 11, chapter 7, if you got a business. All right. What we got? What we doing? So, it can happen to anybody. But when you are a disciplined type of person that follows rules, that gets to places on time, that pays bills on time, and you're dealing with somebody that's just freelancing, just willy-nilly, you know what I mean? They type flighty. They the type of person that says, when I get it, you get it. As long as I owe you, you never be broke. I'll get there when I get there. Yo, fashionably late, I'm dealing with CP time, CP, CP, CP time, CC, 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 CP time, CC, 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 CP time, CC, CC, CP time. And those same people who claim like they make their own rules, they want to rebel against everything, they be the same ones and the main ones begging and pleading. Well, can you just let me go this time? Please don't fire me this time. I don't need no more points for my license. Yo, my shit is fucked up right now. I sure could use a break today. Yo, I thought we knew each other from back in the day. I couldn't. Can you help me? Can you assist? Can you do something for me? Come on, brother. Assist. Come on. Help me. Help. Yeah, all that rebellious nature go out the window when you about to get fired, when they about to put you out the crib, and when they come get that car. All that rebellious nature, it ain't all that help me shit. I do what the fuck I want to do. I'm grown. I get there when I want, get there. You'll get it when I get you, when I get it. All that go out the window. Please, can you know what I mean? I need my car. I was about to pay him. I got the money right now. Can I pay you something not to take it? Please. I will suck your dick if you don't. Turn off my electricity. We ain't got enough candles and shit. I can't handle. Yo, I will give you a blow if you don't turn off my water. You know, I said I'll give you some ass if you turn around and don't turn off my cash gas or ass or how you living. All right, okay. Y'all get the gist of what I'm talking about. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the Daily, Daily, the Daily, the Daily, the Daily. All right. What we got? See, not paying your bills is more about, it's not about being broke. Because if you have money to make bills, you have money to pay bills. That's all to it. If you have enough money to make a bill, then you have enough money to pay a bill. Yes, you do. And all these cats out here who claim I don't make enough money to save. I only make enough money to pay my bills. You always make enough money to save. I don't give a shit how much it is, but you make enough money to save when you start considering that your ass eat up $10 for breakfast. Okay, you eat up $7 for breakfast. $10 for lunch. Ching, ching, ching. You going out for dinner, and for the kids, ching, 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 ching. $7 for breakfast, breakfast sandwich, that high-ass coffee, plus you smoke cigarettes. Listen, anybody who smokes cigarettes, don't talk to me about being broke. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that. Now, you smoke cigarettes, you ain't broke. You smoke cigarettes, you rich, as far as I'm concerned. It's an expensive habit now. Cigarette smoke is the new Coke. You know how Coke was always the rich man's drug? No, now it's tobacco. Nicotine, y'all mean? Nicotine, y'all mean? Okay. All right, what we got? Okay, what we got? And shout out to my people who have had their utilities cut off, especially their electric. And shout out to the next door neighbor for letting you run that big orange extension cord from their crib to your crib. You know what I'm saying? You know, so your kids could have the refrigerator and have a little milk and cereal and get their lights on and shit like that. Yeah. Shout out to the next door neighbor who was down like a submarine. And I don't know, man. Getting your lights turned off. People make light of it like, yo, all you got to do is get some candles. Man, fuck out of here. Electricity runs the whole house. It runs the whole house. You can always go to somebody's house to take a shower. You can go to the store and get water. No lights. You don't have no heat. You don't have no lights. You ain't got no heat. The heat runs by electricity. I don't give a shit if you have oil or gas heat. The motor is powered by electricity. Duh. The burners are not going to light. Gas, you know, you can always get around gas. You can get electric stove, electric heater, you know what I'm saying? All of that kind of stuff. You need electricity. That shit is not, yo, you can deal for a little while the gas is, while the gas is turned off or the water is turned off, that electricity got to stay on. I mean, fuck that. I remember when we had houses, we did shit for people. Like one crib, we drilled a hole, like, you know, it was a row home. So the houses are put together for people who don't live where there are row homes. Let me explain to you. That's where the houses are close together, are bonded together. It's like a block full of houses that all look alike, all are built alike for the most part, you know, on the outside anyway. So we would drill a hole in the basement and run the pipe, the water pipe through the basement. So one water service was servicing two homes until they could get they shit turned back on. You know what I'm saying? We would do shit like that for a couple of dollars. Now, it's funny how you'll pay your next door neighbor a couple of dollars every week in order to use their electricity, but you won't keep your own electricity on. You're going to pay your neighbor a couple of dollars for water and shit like that. But what's up, Sincerely T? Good to see me some you. Yes, it is. It's always good to see you. Always coming on through. All right. Let me see what y'all saying. Hold on. TK Wright says, magnificent. They blow off the advantages that those programs give them and end up in a bigger hole. Yeah. Yeah. Norris Hill says, they can't find the bill, but they can get a quarter ounce in a box of blunts. So what you trying to kick knowledge? What, you a baller? You know what I mean? So Craig says, back is against the wall. Yeah. Magnificent Morocco says, yo, if you have a disability, they can't shut off the... Now, here's the thing about that, Magnificent Morocco. Motherfuckers will get their shit cut off, and then all of a sudden, then they want to go down. They want to go down to Pico, because that's the electric service in Philadelphia. They want to go down to Pico and be like, oh, I need y'all to turn my shit on. My grandfather, you know, my grandfather is staying at my crib, and we need lights. He's disabled. He on dialysis. His life alert needs to be able to work. Y'all got to come down here and turn my shit back on. They ain't running down there to turn your shit back on. No. Now you gotta send them proof. And, you know, in a few days, up to a week or whatever, come and shut your shit back on. And limited service, though. They're not going to shut it back on the whole way. You're going to have, like, limited service. Those who've been through it know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Those who've been through it know what I'm talking about. Yeah. TK Rice says, okay, Norris Hill says, okay, wait, TK Rice says, yep, yeah, Norris, and they can find money to get their nails done and new eyelashes. TK Wright says, when you file your taxes, hold on, when you file your taxes, your employer is documented and then attached to your Social Security number and placed on your credit report. Mm. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Maya Fally? Good to see me some Y-O-U-U-U-U-U. Carol says, Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. She says, I had one shut off the day after my dad passed. The electric company came to shut it off, but I completely forgot to pay due to him being hospitalized. Yeah, so you had enough money to get it turned back on. You know what I mean, a lot of people be going down there with, you know, trying to cop a plea. And remember, back in the day, we used to have an electric company that we could actually go down to and talk to somebody. Now they don't have no building. You got to call. And you know they don't give a fuck about you over that phone. They'd be like, oh, this is, you know, they get your account number and all of that. Then you hear. You think they, you know, they're running through some good shit. Oh, yeah. We can't turn your shit back on. As a matter of fact, when we turn your shit back on, you're going to have to get an underwriter to prove, you know, to verify that your electricity is turned on safely. That kind of shit. That type of shit. Okay. Carol Seamley says that. Nars, I truly did. It slipped my mind. Lucky for me, when they came, I was able to buy some time and take the check to Pico and show him a receipt when he came. Damn. Wow. Okay. Okay. Oh, he came back another day. Okay, that's cool. Nars says, I was going to pay before coming to court. Sounds like a court. Omar, that I had to go to Broad and Tioga to pay my, yeah, true, I had to go to Broad and Tioga. Yeah, it used to be right there at Broad and Tioga. Now, and that's Bell Telephone. The building's still there, the building. They still got that building. Magnificent Morocco says, Pico, PGW, Philadelphia Water Department all had programs that will set up payment arrangements and reduce monthly payments. Yup, they do. They have income-based programs. But the thing is, you need to get on them shits before they turn your shit off. See, you need to take care before they get there. 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 Don't wait. Take care. Take care before they get there. getting your shit cut off is embarrassing too. And it's funny, you know, you embarrassed when the truck come and you done already told them, nah, y'all ain't coming in the crib. So the electric company come and you see them take the lift and go over your house or to your roof to go cut your line. I said to cut your line. I said to cut your line. I said to cut your line. You was watching the story. Now the shit went off. Your internet went off. Yo, you got internet though? Yeah, they cut your shit. I said, they cut shit. They cut your shit now. You need to go get a crackhead. A crackhead with a ladder, he knows how to fix a crackhead with a ladder. He knows how to fix a crackhead with a ladder. He knows how to fix it. You might have to get the ladder for him, but he can fix it. Yo, go to the hardware store to get the clips. Go to the head. It's going to be upright. You got a crackhead around the corner. Give him $50. He going to make sure your shit is turned on by tonight. That's where y'all got to get a crackhead. They around the way. They got a lot of skills. They not just crackheads. They people on drugs. You better stop treating them like he's a thug. He helped you out. He got you out of a jam. But they gonna come back again, my man. Robbie Mink says, if it's a will, it's a way to pay bills. You can save a little bit of money each time you get paid. All my utilities are important to me. That's my word. Yeah, it's embarrassing. People know when you getting your shit cut off. I done seen it. You know, they come, you know, the water department, they come down the block, they park the car. Sometimes they don't even park. They just come, stick, you know, dig the shit take the thing out of the curb, dig whatever dirt is in there, stick down the water key, turn that bitch off. You come home from work. Go take that piss when you come home from work. It's a surprise. Yeah, toilet flush, but you ain't here filling back up. You go to wash your hands. Wash toilet. You about to start having palpitations and shit. You go turn on every faucet in the house. Like, maybe this one just broke. Yo, and the water department in Philly, they damn near laugh at you on the phone. Like, oh, yeah, they turned your water off? Huh. You need to get this shit turned back on? Huh? Hold on. Did they leave a shut-off notice? They normally leave a yellow piece of paper that lets you know how much you owe. Okay. The minimum amount that you can pay in order to get your service turned back on is you gotta pay one third, and you gotta go over to. Yo, man. Oh, no, they ain't coming back out tonight. Nah. They ain't coming back out tonight. Everybody on the block saw your shit get cut off. I mean, you know, down here in North Philly, they don't be giving a fuck. They just be looking like, oh, damn, they cut the boy shit off. Or they cut the girl shit off. Oh, well. Figure you work it out. You handle it. You gonna handle it, Roy. Handle it, Roy. Handle it. You gonna handle that. You gonna handle. Sure, says one time someone called the gas company and used my information, and they were and said they were me, and I was moving, and they shut it off. It took me 2 days to get it back going. I had to prove it wasn't me. Oh, shit. Man. Magnificent Morocco says, brother used to cut it back on with his giant key. I got two of them, dog. I got the one with the spoon. I got the one, you know, with the tea, you know, turn that. This. I'm a shut on, shut off specialist. Shut on, shut off, shut on, shut off. I show you how to do this, son. Nobody gets a utility shut off around me. It won't stay off. I'll tell you, like, listen, you can't let them back in the crib. Because they going to see what we did. See, once I do what I do, I can't fix it back the way it was. So what you going to have to do is tell them motherfuckers you moving or something. We going to have to disable this meter. Because once they come by and they check to see if the meter is the same as it was before, they going to know that your shit is cut on. Then they're going to fuck around and dig up the ground or cut the lines in the back. You don't want that now, do you? You don't want that. You don't want that. Magnificent Morocco says the water department will put a lien on your crib, too. Now the gas company too will, too. Yeah, the fucking gas company. Yeah, and it's a rental property. So your tenants run up a gas bill, they leave without paying a gas bill, and that's on you now. And it's a lien on the crib. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. Water bills don't go away. They just stay. Water bills don't go away. They last for the rest of your days till you pay them off. And they won't give you no fucking deals. Yo, ask me how I know that. My motherfuckers made me pay them $10,000 in 2008. I was mad. I was selling the crib, and I was like, I gotta get, in order to get good money for the crib, I gotta get this motherfucking gas water bill off me. So I was like, look, hey, yo, check it. I need y'all to give me a deal on this water bill. They was like, a deal? Okay, we got a deal for you. $9,800. I was like, but the bill is $9,800. I just wanna pay the bill off. I don't wanna pay any of those fees, those late fees. Cause some of those had accrued before I even owned the house. Oh, hold on. $9,800. We don't make deals. They knew I was selling the crib. They would have made a deal with me if I lived in the crib, but they was like, nope. You want to sell the crib? $9,800. I was mad as fuck. And I paid them $9,800. Oh shit! No, it said having furniture repossessed is wait, having furniture tossed out is embarrassing. Yeah, it is. It is. Although I've never done the Rent-A-Center thing, we're not doing that. Stacey Yvette White says like and share, appreciate that. Magnificent Morocco says okay, all right. TK Wright says, I have two keys. Word up. Show husband says, it's like getting a boot on your car. You know what? The one thing about getting a boot on your car is something that everybody is sensitive to. You don't see, you get your shit cut off in your house, they be like, man, that's on you because you could have. But that car shit, motherfuckers be like, oh, no, hold up. Oh, these motherfuckers, yeah. Because everybody know it could be you. Like, oh, no, fuck that. Nobody is on the side of the PPA man or woman. Like, don't nobody respect them. Like, coming around here and putting boots on cars, towing cars. Man, fuck y'all. The fuck out of here, yo. That's a terrible job, son. Shout out to the crackheads around the way who know how to take the boot off. You see, if you get the boot taken off of the car, you gotta change the registration on the car. Because once they see that tag anywhere again, yeah. Shout out to my boot removers. Shout out to them. And you got to remove the boot fast. You know, down in the hood, they already on to the boot removers. So they like, once they put the boot on your shit, they coming to get your shit in a few hours. They give you enough time to get down to the parking authority to pay your shit. But your shit ain't going to be there tomorrow. Craig says, what's limited service? They can give you limited service on your electricity and your gas. Like, okay, if you had to get your gas turned on because it's wintertime and they couldn't shut it off, they can do shit like only have one eye on your stove. If you have a gas stove, they can fix it so you only have one eye that works. They can also limit your thermostat to 60 degrees. So you can have your shit up to 100. It's only going to go up to 60. Sukre says that that crackhead don't exist anymore. Yes, they do. They are in limited supply. Come to North Philly, baby. Come to North Philly. Welcome to North Philly, baby. Welcome to North Philly. Yo, have a seat. Everything is going to be down the service we got. You can't compete. Welcome to North Philly. Welcome to North Philly. Welcome to North Philly. But I've turned on gas in West Oak Lane. I've turned on gas in Mount Airy, too. I've turned on gas in West Philly, South Philly, North Philly. Of course, in Germantown, you came through. I done turned gas on a lot of places, turned it, and make sure I took off the meter, everything. I used to be doing this shit, man. Fuck that. I'm like, look, you give me $150. Well, I used to charge $250. Like, fuck it. You give me $250. You owe them $2,500. You can't give me $250. Oh, I got you $250. Don't let them back in the crib. You know what they would do? They would let PGW back in the crib. I'm like, what would you do? Oh well. Hold on. Narciso says, I just thought of an idea for a show called Customers Disconnected. Let's see about that. I like it. It would be centered around recorded calls. Wow. Yeah, right? Right? It'd be better than that damn boot and toe show. What's that shit called? Fuck what it's called. I hate that show. I hope it's not on no more. All right, TK Wright says, that happened to me at a rental property. Lean. I had to pay $2,800. God bless you. Carol James says, I'm waiting to see if my downstairs neighbors get tossed out. Eviction notice served. Oh, shit. They going to be there in a minute. They going to be there. Worry not. Once they put the eviction notice on the door, you can't go to court for that. You out. You done already went to court, lost in it in absentia. Stacey White says, rest in peace, Mom. I fall on hard times when my mother passed. I'm good now. I went through. Yeah, it can happen to anyone. Rest in peace to your mom. Robbie Mink says, just about everything in my house is ran by electric. If my electric ever get cut off, I would be screwed. Gavin says, used to be a guy on 22nd Street who made a killing taking off boots. Listen, once I see the boot getting taken off, once I learn that technique, it's over. It's over. I'm going to be taking people boots. I'm going to be taking boots off a car for free. Like, nah, fuck that. If I see a car getting booted, I'm taking it off. Like, fuck out of here. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Fuck out of here. You ain't booting nobody. Shit. TK Wright says, shit, that crackhead will emerge from the shadows when you get a boot or need an electric cable reconnected to the house. No, they don't emerge from the shadows. You gotta go get them, but they're there. Parking Wars, yeah, that's the show. Parking Wars. You said that show was hilarious. I ain't never laugh at that show. I always be watching the show like, shit was fucking terrible. Horrible fucking show. Terrible. It's terrible. This is crazy. That's why I said stop incriminating yourself. You and I incriminate until they get you on tape and they got your name. They ain't got that kind of technology yet. Shit, I'm like Donald Trump. I'ma cheat till I win or they catch me. One or the other. Goddamn. No shout outs to bitch ass Donald Trump though. No shout outs. Nothing. Not what? Not a fucking word. Nothing. So Narcel says, I, along with my sister and husband at the time, went to visit a sister that was staying in the dorms at Ohio State, and our cars were towed. Oh my God! Ain't the worst feeling. Ain't the worst feeling. Staying in the dorms, yeah. Yeah, universities will tow your shit. University campuses, they don't play with that parking shit. They make a lot of money from that shit. Cash cow. It's a cash cow, baby. All right, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. It is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And we are talking about a life of late fees, shut-off notices, and arguments. Let's get to the argument part, man. We talked about shut-off notices. We talked about being late, showing up late. But what happens when you are the odd couple? What happens when a man and a woman get it popping together, but they can't get it popping because one of them is very disciplined and dutiful in the way that they pay their bills and the way that they respect people's time. And the other one doesn't seem to have any respect for other people's time and they are selfish to the point where they figure that they can make their own rules, do whatever they want to do and move how they want to move, even though they're not moving correctly. So they show very little respect, but they always want services that the good people get. You know how like car insurance places always talk about rewarding good drivers? Well, people who don't show up on time and don't pay on time, they want to be rewarded for not being disciplined, for not following rules, for not doing the right things, for not being there. For not being Johnny on the spot, they always feel like, well, I ain't going to say always, but they often feel like they should be given breaks or they should be shown favor or what's the word I'm looking for in other words, they think that they should be let off the hook for their indiscretions. And they'll tell you, you know, it's like when you run a light and you run a light in front of a cop and he stop you and you like, all this crime going on in the city and you worried about me running a fucking light. That's probably not the best approach to use at that time. Like a good approach at that time might be to just humble yourself and be like, officer, I really didn't mean to run the light. I hadn't even realized that I ran it. I was behind the other car and, you know, I definitely don't practice that sort of thing and it won't happen again. But all my papers are straight, man. I hope that you can show me I hope you can give me a break today. But here's my license, registration, and insurance, and I apologize for posing a danger to the public. That might work, but being like, man, y'all just got finished kneeling on George Floyd's neck, and you worried about this fucking light? We're worried about somebody running a fucking light? I feel like I better protect my neck around you. License, registration, insurance, for what? For a light? For running a light? The light was yellow. So, yeah, baby. What's up, Barbara Hill C-Say? Bobby C-Say is all up in the house. How you feeling, Ma? Good to see you. Word up. So, husband says, I know when you needed a DVD player back in the day, they was there out of nowhere opening up their jackets like, which one do you want? Yeah. I'd be like, I hope you got that from the rich people neighborhood. They got that shit right around the corner. TK Wright says, the lack of respect for time is an indication of a personality flaw. Late, absent all the time, and no sense of urgency to pay bills on time makes that person untrustworthy. Wow. Well, I don't know if it makes them untrustworthy, but it does make them unreliable. But I can understand how somebody might feel that it makes a person untrustworthy because if you can't rely on a person, that's kind of like saying you can't trust them. But I would probably just say rely. Because, like, I don't know. Cherry says they should be given preferential treatment. Yeah, that's how they feel. Oh, preferential treatment. Okay. That's not the word I was looking for either. But that's a good one. Preferential treatment. Preferential. Yeah. My ex used to work at Preferential. The insurance company, right? It was like Allstate and, you know, it was out there in Horsham. Preferential. It's like Nationwide, but it got like the Rock. It's Preferential Insurance. It was out there in Horsham. Carol Chamberlain says, sounds like you did this before, Omar. Magnificent Rock says, I remember when you could scan an insurance. Yeah. You still can. But the thing is, the cops, now they got computers in their car, and they call your insurance company. See, if all the way back in the day, you didn't used to have insurance in Philadelphia. You had to have it in Jersey. But you ain't have to have that shit in Philly. They used to just ask for your license and registration. But when the money game, Carol says prudential. That's what I said. Preferential. Preferential insurance. You talking about, this is prudential shit. Preferential was out there in Horsham. It's out there in Horsham. I almost got a job there before. Narcel says, not knowing how somebody handles their bills before moving in with them is a bad look, especially when the responsible one sacrificed their dwelling. Oh, man. All I can say is yes, and the other thing I can say is uh-huh. Man, it's such a bad look, Stacey White says. Rest in peace, Mom. I failed hard times. Mother passing good. I'm good now. I went through a lot, no doubt. Cherry says that was prudential. What was prudential? What's prudential? Oh, prudential. That's another word for preferential. So it's like, you meant to say prudential. Oh, prudential treatment. You want, they feel like they should get prudential treatment. I understand that. I get you on that. Yeah. Grits and wavy, wavy and grits. Glad you came through, and you know that you're the shh. So she says, I never had my lights cut off. That's what's up. Barbara Hill says, yes, it was prudential. I know many people who worked there. And I'm talking about the one out in Horsham. It was preferential insurance. I don't know why y'all keep saying prudential. Like, what's it? It was like citywide insurance and half state. Citywide is on your side. The insurance, Carol Chambers, the insurance company, or the Ens company, Ensco in Horsham, Omar. I'm tripping. All right, anyway, Griffin Wavy says, you did have to have insurance in Philly. I used to watch Parking Wars. Yo, Parking Wars is not indicative. I said, okay, first of all, Parking Wars is not indicative of what happens in Philly. Remember, it was a TV show. And everybody y'all saw on that TV show got their car back, whether they got it back on camera or not. In order for you to be filmed on the show, you had to sign a waiver. And the waiver that they gave you was like, look, come on the show. I mean, if you sign this release for us to use this footage on the show, then we'll use that towards you getting your car back. That's the way it worked. So everybody on that show, no matter how pissed or sad they were on the show, they had to get paid in order for them to release that footage. They cannot put you on a show without paying you. They cannot use your image. Same thing with cheaters, same thing with Jerry Spring, all that shit. They all get paid. Not that they're actors, but they have to get paid. A TV show cannot make millions of dollars off of your story with you speaking. So anybody and anybody who has ever done acting knows that when you have a speaking part on a show, you get paid more. You're not a regular extra. So if you try to sneak and speak, they're going to have to, you know, you're going to end up, your part is going to end up on the cutting room floor, because that automatically takes you from one pay rate all the way up to a speaking pay rate. And there's a big difference between that two. Same thing with these so-called reality TV shows. So they take the show and with all that drama, but after the cameras come off, and you crying and pissed off and about to go to jail, they like, look, this is what we're going to do for you. In order for us to be able to show this footage, we got to pay you. So we'll pay for your car to get released and all of that shit, but you got to let us use this story. And you go, so I'm going to get my car today? Yes, you're going to get your car today. You got to sign this release, though. And it's not just one page. It's a stack. So. Carol says that was nationwide. Oh, Carol, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Citywide is on your side. Whatever, man. Cheryl, who you rolling with? Come on now. Come on now. Grissom Wavy says, I know what your response would be, so I already had my response on there. TV is real. I'd be like, yeah, y'all gonna pay me extra. Y'all ain't using none of this shit. So I'm not just getting my car back. Y'all gonna pay me. I'm getting my car back. You know what I'm saying? I need a new chain, all that shit. All that shit. Narciso says, people, that's why on Parking Wars, they never let anybody go. Ever. You ever notice that? Because they can't. It's the show. So they have to put the bite on you. Narciso says, people sell their souls for yard sale prices when they sign those waivers. Yeah. yeah, baby. But hey, you know, people, a couple of dollars be talking, man. When you broke and you hurt, a couple of dollars. You're like, y'all gonna give me a couple of stacks? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Joe Hudson says, oh, Mr. Spell Checker, you know you still on the list. Man, listen. Let me tell you a little something. And I'm only going to say this one time. Okay. All right. We about to get on about it here and do these birthday shout outs. Kristen Wavy says they just want to be on TV acting up and pretending to be big mad. No. They be big mad for real. They don't know they getting paid. They don't find out that they going to get money until everything is said and done and all of that. Then they present them with the, all right, we can't show this shit unless you sign that waiver. Sign the waiver. Shit. They ever had me on Parking Wars, I'd be like, man, it's some bullshit. But watch the daily. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I need my motherfucking car back. But the daily. Check me out on YouTube. Make sure y'all go to my YouTube channel. They'd be like, yo, we can't use that footage. You can't be on here advertising. I'd be like, oh, I just cut out the part where I told him to go to the gym. It's the daily go get a Mism show. You think it ain't when it is? The Parking Wars got the biz. We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing every day. Fast lane local. All right, so let's, hey, yeah, for real, this word, mother, for real, hold on, y'all, We got to do these birthday shout-outs, man. We got to get them out of here. Man. We got to do Pretty Petty Tuesday all up in your area, baby. Pretty Petty Tuesday. Yo, shout-out to all of y'all that's ever broken up with somebody because they couldn't keep their money straight. You tried to stick in there with them. You be like, yo, you know, females be like, yo, the dick is good, but I can't be dealing with this broke shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't mad at him because he broke. I'm mad because he breaking me. You know, I could deal with a broke nigga, but I can't deal with a nigga breaking me. One of us got to be employed. No. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Cookies Billups. Turning 50 years old today, have century 1971, have fun. And Robin Ritchie, happy birthday to you. And Cruz, turning 25 years old today. And also Walker Teresa, turning 52 years old today. And Ella Austin, turning 24 years old today. And Joyce Henry, turning 66 years old today. And Camille Gordon, turning 48 years old today. And Nikki Dowell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Cindy Carter, turning 50 years old today, half century 1971. That's the one. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. He's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 27th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. I said, do your thing. Don't stop till the shit drops. Make sure that nobody call the cops. Turn up loud. Don't get high. Don't get too high. But just enough to get by. If you give a new drug a try, don't do it. You ain't young like it used to be. Won't flow like fluid, and you don't want to get caught out there. Yo, I got it like this in a smash. Yo, yeah, I care, I do give a fuck. Yeah, I ain't trying to see y'all go out like fucked up. Yo, slow it down. Don't get too drunk. Just you got the little shot in your arm. You think that you're COVID free, and you might be, but don't try to blow it. See, everything is gonna be all right. Gang tight, yeah, it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right, and everything is going to be all right. Thank you, and everything is going to be all right. I know it's your birthday, but keep the shit real tight. Okay. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Yo, check it out. Yo, peak game. Yo. Pay your shit on time. If you can't pay it on time, make an arrangement. But when you make an arrangement, make sure that you pay on time or they're going to come turn your shit off, come get your shit. You know what I mean? Everybody says that they don't like to be embarrassed, but you can't fear embarrassment but still be doing shit that make you embarrassed. You can't do that.
Anyway, even Elmo got his shit. Yo,
mean, fuck them niggas. All right, y'all. We're going to get up out of here. I see y'all tomorrow, hump day Wednesday. We be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, y'all. So be good. Be safe. And on some real shit, man, you know, if you got the vaccine, remember the vaccine, that's not a panacea. That shit ain't going to save you from everything. You know what I'm saying? You might have a vaccine in your arm and shit. That don't mean you can't get cooties. That shit don't prevent, that shit does not protect you against cooties. I know that for a fact. And it don't protect you against bad breath. So you still got to wear your masks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That shit don't take away underarm odor. It don't have nothing to do with your hygiene. You still got to wash your ass. So you might have gotten a shot, but you still got to wash your ass. Yes, you might have just gotten a shot, but you still got to wash your ass. Yes, I understand that you're vaccinated, but you still got to wash your ass. You can't run around here like you can't get COVID, but you still got to wash your ass. You gotta wash your ass, get the washcloth, get the wash rag, make sure you do the shit. Dag, you be stinking, you out here, you drinking and smoking. Yo, you smell no joke when I come through, I can smell you and the shit ain't perfume. You know how you do, that's just cause you got vaccinated don't mean that you don't gotta wash your ass. I said, just because you got shot all up in your arm, you still got to watch your ass. I don't care if it's Johnson Johnson, one shot, two shot, Moderna, you got to watch your ass. Yeah, I see you got the Pfizer, got one shot, two shot, but you still got to watch your ass. You still got to watch your ass. Still got to watch your ass. Yo, why don't you watch your ass? Yo, your mama told you watch your ass. You gonna get in the bed without washing your ass? What the fuck is going on with you? Come on, son. Come on, man. You still gotta wash your ass. Yo, we outta here, son. You know what I mean? Carol Chambers says, wait, it don't stop cooties? What good is it? Word. I fail you. All right, so Blog Talk. We going to get Blog Talk on the body inside. Hey, yo, Blog Talk, come on, I'll back at you, say, is it the hour?